This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon. All right, Michael, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Master Keto!
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
Master Keto!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Lindsay's Canadian Tire. That's a retail company that sells automotive stuff, hardware, sports, leisure, and housewares. And guess where? You guessed it, Canada. Now, we're not sure how many locations there are total, but five locations had computer issues yesterday that caused problems for anyone who was trying to buy anything. Now, whether you were buying tires, a hammer, new pair of tennis shoes, it didn't matter. The price and the product number, they would all be exactly the same when they scanned them into the cash register. Now, it took about an hour and a half, but eventually the glitch was corrected and the stores got back to normal. Incidentally, in case you're wondering, for reasons that no one can precisely explain, for that hour and a half, every item that was scanned rang up as a Mr. Potato Head. I don't know why I find it entertaining. It didn't matter what it was.
Potato wave.
I believe in Canada, they call Mr. Potato Head pre-poutine. But yeah, I don't even know if they carry they carry a lot of stuff. I had to do research on this place.
It's like an ISKY code thing where they scanned it in, and any bar that they hit or anything that they rang up.
It was Mr. Potato Head.
So you could buy four tires. You could buy belts for your car.
Well, then you bought four Mr. Potato Heads, but it was Mr. Potato Head.
But every rotation is a Mr. Potato
Head. It's a Mr. Potato Head.
Anything that you do to the, anything that requires a charge.
If you had a return and they scanned your return,
you brought back Mr. Potato.
So I don't know if this is true, but we were talking to our coworker who we call Veggie Dog. And I said, this just makes no sense to me because when they investigated it, they said, we don't believe any kind of foul play. No one was trying to be silly. And he said, look, and maybe this is true. And places where you scan a bunch of stuff, the people that program your scanning guns, they have a default which will let you know that something else is wrong. So a lot of times, I guess they put a product on there that you don't carry. So by scanning it and Mr. Potato Head kept popping up, his theory is so that the people that program these guns know, oh no, we
This is Mr. Tire.
Right. Or whatever. Yeah.
Or tire line or whatever it is. It's not.
Yeah. Right. So he puts a Mr. Potato. That's the working theory. We don't know. Either way, I think it's a glorious hour and a half of people buying Mr. Potato Heads. In the meantime, let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
The men's room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen, throw a hug. Can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hola.
What up, Kai?
All right, Kai. You understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Fantastic. For you, as we have done all week, You can choose a story that involves the wonderful world of drugs, a story where we ask what was in their food, or the new category, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that someone stuffed into their anus or urethra.
Let's go with interior decorating.
Interior decorating for the win, Alex.
What if a story comes up that deals with a female?
Same thing, interior decorating.
Okay.
I just have to change the verbiage a wee bit.
Gotcha.
Well, it depends where they put it.
That's what I was asking.
All right, here is your story. An unidentified 46-year-old Florida man complaining of stomach pains learned that an object that entered his body through his rectum just may have been the culprit. It isn't clear in the report how the man sustained the injury, though he's said to suffer from severe schizophrenia, as well as bipolar disorder and an unwillingness to take his medication. So researchers state that ascertaining the cause of the injuries isn't always easy, and the clinicians must exercise both suspicion and compassion. As they say, quote, the patient may not be forthcoming with information secondary to embarrassment or possibly psychiatric issues. Providers must express empathy and compassion while maintaining non-judgmental composure, even though he stuffed something into his butt. Now, the patient had been suffering stomach aches for a week prior to coming in for the examination. An X-ray revealed that a foreign instrument in his anus had caused the man septic shock. Unable to uninvasively extract the object, doctors did successfully perform a surgery. Antibiotics were given, and the patient was referred to behavioral health experts. Now, a return visit 2 weeks later found that the patient was recovering and that he had a functioning colon. The question is, what do you think this particular man inserted into his rectum? Was it a screwdriver, a light bulb, a cell phone, or a flashlight? So screwdriver, light bulb, cell phone, or flashlight, one of these things he placed into his own rectum and had it surgically removed.
Screwdriver. What was the second choice?
Light bulb.
Light bulb.
Light bulb. Think like Christmas lights. We're not talking.
No, I know. I'm thinking like one of those oven bulbs where I always buy the wrong size.
Or maybe the Edison bulb, which is linear. A cell phone or a flashlight. Those are your options.
There's not even really any clues to give that away. You know, I would just say based on availability, my gut choice is cell phone, but who knows? I mean,
only if you put it on vibrate.
Maybe one of those little pin flashlights I used to have here in your keychain where you just press
the back.
Again,
we're not talking one that takes a 6-volt. A flashlight. None of these are a good idea, by the way, but those are your options. Screwdriver, light bulb, cell phone,
or flashlight. But it caused toxic shock.
It did, because it ended up perforating his colon. I guess that's probably the best clue I could give you.
Yeah, that's not a terribly great story, no matter how you look at it.
That's the category you pick, Kyle. Interior decorating. That's not on us.
Yeah, put it this way. There's no right answer, but there's a correct one.
You knew something was stuck in someone's body. You picked the category.
Yeah.
It didn't happen by accident.
No, it did not happen.
Ooh, I sat on a corn cob.
Right.
All right, so phone, light bulb,
screwdriver, or flashlight?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm just going to stick with my gut choice on this and go with cell phone.
Cell phone, yeah. A thing stuck up your butt is
Here's the thing. I don't know what size, but physically it seems like a mag light would be impossible.
Yeah, why do you have to go mag light? I'm thinking like the little pin light you put on the end of a keychain, man.
Flashlight. I think mag lights.
Okay.
Normally I do.
I'm going to go light bulb. I'm in for the light bulb.
I don't think so, man. Because that would hurt a lot just on...
Well, it's long-lasting. He had it up there for a while.
Re-entry. I think it's got to be a screwdriver. And I'm going specifically flathead screwdriver.
Okay.
Been up there for a minute, kind of slipped away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Kyle, are you going to stick with cell phone?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. For some reason, for whatever it is, I'm thinking
cell phone. That's fair. It's a gut call. No pun intended.
Hey. Oh.
So we're going to find out if it's a screwdriver, a light bulb, a cell phone, or a flashlight next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Profile the states of Florida, the subject matter today, interior decorating. We got a guy who has some stomach cramps, and it wasn't his barbecued grouper sandwich.
No, it wasn't.
No, in fact, he had jammed something up there, and it caused toxic shock, and he was not in good shape.
Yeah, perforated his colon. And the question that we had for you, Kyle, what did you believe it was? And to be fair, there were not a lot of clues in this story, but the options were screwdriver, light bulb, cell phone, or flashlight. Now, Miles, you suggested the light bulb. I don't know what kind of light bulb you specifically had in mind. I'm hoping you're at least thinking an Edison, which typically are a little more linear.
I was thinking one of those small bulbs that you kind of put in your oven, like the kind that are like long and thin or whatever, but yeah, I can never get the right size on the female-male part.
I hear you. Not that. But if you had to use a light bulb, I'd probably go with that one. Let's see. And Kyle, you, of course, guessed cell phone. That was your gut instinct from the jump.
Oh, no.
Kyle, I never thought I would say these words, and you probably never thought you'd hear them, but I'm going to say them. Kyle, I'm sorry to tell you that a cell phone was not inserted in the person's anus, right? This is weird for both of us. I understand.
All right, all right.
Not a butt.
And then, Ted, we had three options. You guessed a screwdriver.
You are correct. No way.
Was it a flathead?
Ted, I don't have that much information, but he did, in fact, insert a screwdriver, and I guess the deal is it was an 8-inch screwdriver. And by the way, just so you know, they say, though rare, researchers wrote that this is not the first time a person has been afflicted by a screwdriver in the rectum. We go all the way back to 1861. This is the... I hate that we know this now, but in 1861, the first documented person of someone inserting a screwdriver into the rectum of a prison inmate reportedly hid his 5x6-inch toolbox in his anus, containing small screws, a steel screw, a screwdriver, and a gun barrel. It could not be removed. He died a week later.
Okay.
Don't put the whole toolbox. One tool at a time.
Damn. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Your choices today are pretty simple. It's either Jimmy Fallon, Trevor Noah, a lot more people watching him these days, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right. These guys have teams of professional writers go over their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this a late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Have you guys saw this? With some good news, the Hard Rock Cafe is giving free burgers to healthcare workers in July. You just can't stay for the show because there isn't one.
That's not even funny. The Ted Smith.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be funny because it's true.
The Ted Smith?
Yeah.
That's just depressing. Yeah. I mean, I know you're trying to be funny. You kind of brought me down like that. Yeah. There's no
I guess we'll never see a Steel Panther again.
Tomorrow, let me guys saw this. Tomorrow is World Social Media Day.
Well, thank God.
So get liquored up and tell people what you really think.
Be attentive.
Yeah.
It is. All right. Gotta throw you off.
Isn't
there
every day?
Well, I don't know. How do you... This is not a gripe against social media. Social media is the most prevalent form of media that there is around the world. Like, it needs a day. Like, Christmas shows up, kids get excited because there is no other day like Christmas. Thanksgiving, there's no other day. July 4th, there's a definitive purpose. But, like, social media day. Maybe any day of the week, right? Ever.
Yeah, I remember we just called it President's Day.
Well done.
Jesus. Now that was funny.
Guy arrested for... man. Guy arrested for stealing fire truck just to drive 15 miles to a bar with the sirens blasting. Fireball Whiskey has denied anything to do with this event, even though it was on a Friday.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
Damn it. I was so confident about that.
I walk by a bar every day, and it has nothing to do with COVID, but they just had a sign out there that's always like a dude looking at his watch, and it's like, what time is it? And it's like, Fireball Friday.
Fireball Sunday.
I will say, one thing I've learned in these days of COVID-19, miniatures are very helpful.
Oh, my God. They're your new best friend.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, like, if you're social distancing with friends, you could just toss them one.
Oh, I thought you meant to drink, not to share. Okay.
No. You buy the 10-pack.
Yeah.
It comes cellophane wrapped, and you throw it. I've never done that.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a big common thing on the golf course. Like, here.
Oh, you know.
Toss it 20 feet. Here. Nice birdie.
Let's talk a little sports. Actually, so I watched a newer show on Netflix called Home Game.
Okay.
So basically what this show is, they're going to go around to different parts of the world and highlight one kind of unique sport. All right? So in Florence, Italy, there's a sport called Calico Storico. I'm probably pronouncing it badly. So imagine soccer.
All right.
Meets rugby.
Okay.
Meets MMA.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. That's
right.
A game changer.
There's only four teams. They only play the tournament once a year because you're guaranteed to get hurt. It goes back thousands of years.
Huh.
Guaranteed to get hurt.
Seriously. So basically, like, there's a bunch of dudes up front. There's a bunch of dudes on the back line. And you run with the ball it's like a soccer ball, but you can kick it. You could also run with it.
So you can use your hands.
You could use your hands. But at a certain point, man, just to make sure you make a line or a way through, they just fight. And once you get a dude on the ground, he can't get up until a goal's scored.
Oh, okay. All right.
So he's in place, kind of.
Right. He's kind of in place. But I'm telling you, man, it is probably the most brutal thing I've ever seen.
And this is the right time for this.
And what's the name of it?
I think it's Calico Storico.
I might have to watch
Just
that.
If you Google Florence, Italy and violent game, it comes up.
Yeah.
And it's just four sections from Florence, right? There's like a blue team, a green team, a red team, and a white team. And then here's the crazy part. The guys that play this game make $0.
Sure.
They train for once a year this tournament, right? There's a semifinal, then a final. And it's all about just pride for the city.
And not because he's come in here a few times and done his thing.
Calico Storico, I'm pulling up the video.
But Kenny Mayne used to do a show on ESPN where he did exactly this. And I thought the one show that should come back on ESPN programming through all this crap, especially 2 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, as Kenny Mayne's was like Wild World of... It was a playoff of ABC's Wild World.
When he went to this in Florence once was the first time I had ever seen it.
There's all kinds of stuff where people do things on hillsides, have races. I mean, like, he really went around the world and covered these bizarre things that happen once a year.
Yeah. But
you know how it goes.
I was like, I expected, like, oh, like, it is unbelievably brutal. Like, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no, like, hey, there's some violent parts about it. Like, it's a violent, violent sport. Mm-hmm.
If my computer were cool, I'd watch some of it.
I just think it's kind of crazy don't get paid a dime. And it's all just about pride and this and that. And, like, one guy's a PE teacher. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Like, one guy's just a bouncer and stuff, and his mom's kind of... I don't think she's giving him a hard time, but he's like, I got to do it for for my section of town. And she's like, at 40?
Yeah.
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 And trust me, if you're trying to watch something new with the lady friend you're sitting there with, watch this episode.
Seriously.
Well, the main guy for the red team is an attractive man.
Okay.
You know, just like what you want out of an Italian dude, right? Big, buff, tattoos.
Guy who can make balls.
Slick back hair.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's what you ideally, like, you draw out what an Italian man should look like. It's this guy.
He probably smells good.
I don't know.
that's
right. It's a lot of sweat. Yeah, I don't know what those Europeans are into. Let's see, we'll stick with sports here. So baseball is like, hey, we're coming back. It's going to be cool. There's a lot of new rules. Some of these rules I really like. Extra innings, a guy starts on second base. Basically, no more chewing tobacco.
Wait, hold on. Extra innings, a guy starts. So they put a guy on second base in the extra innings?
Right. So the theory here is they're trying to speed up games.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Bob, a wonderful idea.
Bob Costas is going to roll over in his grave.
Yeah, everything.
He has to die first.
Yeah. Then he'll roll over. He might die right now because once he hears that news.
If a pitcher comes in, no more middle relievers throwing, like, to one guy. You got to face at least three batters.
Huh.
I think some of the substitution rules are a little bit different, so you might see some more field players actually pitching the ball. Plus, they're still not positive that all the players are going to show up and be cool with this.
Right, because they have an option on this, right? Mm-hmm.
Correct. Right, they can option out. So that's why you might see more players doing different stuff like that. Let's see. Like I said, no more tobacco. Basically, like, high five. I mean, look, some things will still happen, right? I watch the Korean baseball organization. They're not supposed to do a ton of high-fiving, but it's also very hard to take the instinct out of people. Right. Somebody hits a home run, it's just instinct. But, like, showering each other, you know, with water afterwards, whatever, that's all done. Also, you got to leave the ballpark 90 minutes after the game, which you can't shower there anyhow.
No.
So
Harold Reynolds, you can do all these things. And I think Harold Reynolds broke it down pretty well. And, you know, I don't know where he is now, maybe Fox. But anyway, he longtime Major League Baseball player. And he's like, look, you can control these guys to a certain point. Any sport, no matter what you do. So in the confines of what you can control, the NFL said, so basically, they might use team planes, fly in that morning, fly in that day, play the game, load up, fly home. No hotel, none of that. So, like, the Patriots playing, they went up and picked up all the masks and all that stuff in China. Same idea. You take that plane, fly people in. But Harold is like, look, the one thing, and this actually just happened to an NBA team, the Bobcats. You can't control what happens when these guys then go out and what they do, even if they go see their family. Like, look, I'm going to go. If I'm a Major League Baseball player and I have 30 cousins and I'm going home, guess who's going to show up?
Right.
30 cousins. You know what I mean? Everybody that I love that wants to, you know, be associated with me because of what I do, you know, anytime we do anything, if I'm single and 24 and trying to get laid, if I have a family with four kids who those kids play with other kids in the neighborhood, it's not a matter of just what you can control on site. But his point was like, look, we don't know what's going to happen when people go home.
Well, and they are doing it just divisional or like conference. I don't know what you call it in baseball anymore. Like basically, like if you're in the West, you're going to play like AL West teams and then NL West teams. Like they're trying to cut down to travel.
So there might be more interleague play.
But you're right. So basketball, the NBA and the MLS, they're going to have these bubbles, these tournaments, or NBA is, I guess, a part of continuing the season, that are just in Orlando. But even, I want to say Stephen A. Smith was even going off this morning talking about, like, look, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Like, you're talking about pro athletes in their 20s.
Uh-huh.
They're probably going to want to either bring their wife or their girlfriend. And now 3 weeks or a month is one thing. But you get into the playoffs for the NBA, you're talking a couple months here.
How many guys are on a roster in NBA basketball? 12, 13, 15? What is it?
I think it's a 15-man roster generally. Okay. They might expand it for this area, for this time.
Today, 3 Pelicans, New Orleans players tested positive. So now you're down to a bench of 12. And those might be the star players. It's not saying it's Zion Wilkinson.
That's the other crazy thing. That's what we're saying, though. Like, even if you had them in a bubble, unlike baseball, like, there's no guarantees everybody's going to play by the rules. And, right.
We know this to be true. We've seen what human nature would do, so not everyone's going to play by the rules. Mm-hmm. I mean, just period. There's a percentage of people that can't handle it.
I think the biggest threat to any family's life, depending on your family gathering, is the 20-year-old person in your life. And I'm not just saying that because I think we all make bad decisions at times, but for the most part, as far as social aspects,
sure,
you know, like that's the moment in time where you don't make the best decisions anyway.
Yeah,
in general. So like it only compounds that. I mean, as far as like, well, why not? I'm invincible.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a tough line because you can see with the UFC numbers, I want to say NASCAR numbers are pretty far up and stuff. Like people want to see sports. So if you could control it and do it, people are going to watch it. Now, who knows where we're going to be in a couple months from now. Obviously, things are very fluid when you're dealing with pandemics. Like, now I'm a pandemic expert. Right, so things change all the time. All right. Well, let's go to something else people love. What's the one group of people you trust to give you life advice on?
Depends on the advice.
Okay.
So it depends on the subject matter, I guess, you know?
All right. Would you say celebrities?
No.
It depends on their advice and what they're talking about.
No. Not for me personally. Their world is different than mine. It is. I don't know what commonality we have, you know. I mean, look, there are some things where they give good advice. Arnold Schwarzenegger, hey, man, try to shelter at home. It's like, right, you got a $48,000
mansion. I mean, even if you said, I'm going to teach you how to clean your hot tub. Well, I don't have a hot tub, and I don't believe you're cleaning it, but okay, show me how to clean it.
Well, there's going to be a new show called Celebrity Call Center.
Oh,
the premise is simple. You call in with your problem, a celebrity will help figure you out.
No, thanks.
Nick Cannon's going to be on there. Some of the other experts are the Bella Twins, Todd Chrisley.
Oh, man.
Alyssa Milano, Kelly Osbourne, Nikki, Nene, Nene, N-E-N-E.
Nene.
Leaks. Is
Nene.
It Nene?
Yeah, Nene.
All right. I know who she is. Well, I want to say right, she's Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Why would you ask? I mean, well, let me rephrase that. What is it do you think people would ask some advice for?
Well, I mean, look, if it's somebody, you know, if it's a sports celebrity, you could call them and ask them about this or that. But there is some celebrities whose whole thing is, I don't know, like comedy or you know, like Nick Cannon, I would listen to him talk about work ethic.
Okay, the guy obviously sure, has that's sure. Right. Yeah.
You but ask, you're and, right. Like, and, I wouldn't, I don't know that I would call and just say, hey, Nick Cannon, I'm dating this girl. It's been 7 or 8 months. 4 of those months have been COVID. Should I marry her?
Yeah, I mean, I got a psych minor. 50% of that, they say, is just listening. So if you if you listen to someone and someone believes you listen, it's the same way with prayer. It's the same way with confessional. It's the same way of going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or whatever you go to. Once you get that off your chest and you say it out loud to a higher power, to someone in front of you, you feel a bit of relief, and that allows your brain
Let's
to actually make somewhat of a better, intelligent decision if you feel that someone else is handling some of your
All right, Miles,
for you,
I put my penis in your coffee mug earlier today.
Okay.
And I do feel better.
Right.
God, you're right. We're good.
I thought that was oat milk. I didn't know what the taste was. It was saltier than normal.
That's oat milk.
All right, see, like, if you called and said, hey, Nick Cannon, should I do that to my coworker? He's going to say no.
You don't know that.
I don't. I just doubt he does.
Did you stir the coffee with it?
I did. I stirred your coffee, yes.
Huh. You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Well, here we go. Porn star who had sex on a public bus is wanted by police. The reason? Because she was not wearing a mask. Meanwhile, a woman is pulled over by cops for driving drunk and polishes off a bottle of wine. That was her final task. Ryanair pilot investigated after video shows rubber chicken taking the controls, which is funny. Canadian health director concerned about COVID from ladies swinging on the poles. And Canadian Mr. Tire locations sell thousands of Mr. Potato Heads. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Colombia, where police are on the lookout for a porn star. Authorities began the search after getting word about a video that she had made on a public transit system. She gets on the train along with a passenger filming the video, and they use a phone-operated marital aid to spice up the video. The reason police are trying to track her down is not because she made the video in a public place, but because during the video, she removed her mask, which goes against the current state of law in the country. She's also gifted her undergarments to the cameraman before the end of the video, which some are calling unhygienic.
Sergeant, as a new officer, I'd like to take this case.
The video made good numbers on Pornhub before being taken down.
Look, I respect it. Like, all right, you know, they're being cool. Like, we'll let you have sex on a bus. Just do us one favor, wear the mask.
Right.
Right? I'm
keep like, the mask on.
Public transportation, you know, the sex is okay.
Yeah, we don't care if you had sex on there.
I actually don't know that they actually had sex on the train there. I think, honestly, she was just...
Let me have my fantasy.
Oh, sorry about that.
I'm taking
I've
the
never
case.
Thought anything sexier than having sex on a bus.
On a crowded bus?
On a crowded bus,
I'm
yes.
going to investigate this for you, sir.
I will dive in and I will figure it out. Over in the UK, a woman was arrested for drunk driving and she wasn't hiding the ball at all. Police responded to a call after the woman crashed into a parked car, causing significant damage to both vehicles. When police arrived on the scene, they found the woman still in the driver's seat, finishing off a glass of wine that she had poured herself in the car.
I mean, at that point, why not?
Along with the empty bottle, police also found another full bottle in the car with her, and she was arrested.
If you're on Twitter and you follow Rex Chapman, there's a pretty funny video of some ladies who are drinking on the beach. Apparently, you cannot have an open container on the beach wherever this is.
What? All right.
Cop pulls up, a couple of them on like four-wheeler, like Polaris-type things, and they start just, they're not going to arrest them or give them any crap. They just start pouring out the alcohol, right?
All right.
And this one girl dives underneath where he's pouring out the alcohol, tries to do the last drop. You know, before
it is a bottle of Hennessy, which is kind of expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's not illegal, is it? I mean,
I just feel like that's a power move. You have now run into another car with yours because you were too drunk to drive. You kind of already admitted to yourself, I'm going to go to jail for this. Why not? And she doesn't drink straight out of the bottle. No, she is a classy, classy woman, and she pours herself a glass.
Just keep that in mind.
Enjoys it.
I mean, but look, if you knew, you know you're going to get arrested. You understand everything that's going to come toward you. You got half a bottle of Jack. Like, look, bro, seriously, I'm going to chug this because it's. I'm already in trouble. I know what I've done, but I'm getting real messed up.
Two pilots are under investigation after having a little bit too much fun on the job. The investigation comes after a video surfaced of the two of them goofing off in the cockpit. The video shows the giggling pilot using a rubber chicken to push the throttle on the plane, and multiple photos surfaced of goofy faces being made at the camera. One man told reporters that seeing the video left him concerned about what else goes on in the cockpit and called their actions unprofessional, while a safety consultant calls it harmless other than damaging the brand.
The only thing, first of all, you can't damage the Ryanair brand. It's like Spirit Airlines of Europe, right? That's one. Right. Two, that's... The only difference between them and probably most pilots is that they posted photos.
Right.
That's all.
That's exactly what I thought.
They
don't
they on know the what they're doing.
Going, like, you ever seen a grown man naked? You ever been in a Turkish prison? Right. Like, dude, it's on autopilot.
Right.
Anybody from Airbus or Boeing could explain to you that in the midst of what their process is,
right.
this is a completely safe maneuver for what they're doing.
Exactly.
It's when you don't know what happened, which is the problem. That's the problem,
right?
So as a pilot, just don't post your funny pictures.
If the plane had crashed, there's a problem.
Right. Correct.
We'd be more concerned about that, I would surely hope.
I agree.
If you land a plane that I'm on successfully, and you say, I put the throttle in my butt cleft and landed it, I don't care.
I don't care if the
you
pilot
landed
on
the
ground.
Plane successfully.
Nice work.
In the co-pilot, it's a four-hour flight or playing a game of chess.
Right.
I don't care if they're texting their wife. I know it's an autopilot.
What are you doing on that four-hour flight? They're probably doing something similar.
Could you tell the woman to get the beverage cart back here quicker? Do your job, Mr.
Don't
Captain.
Fly it through the clouds. I don't need any turbulence right now. Yeah. A 30-year-old woman in Alabama finally figured out what was causing her pain and exhaustion. In an interview, the woman said that she was getting crippling abdominal pain during normal activities and even said that she couldn't walk to her car without feeling out of breath. Originally, doctors told her that the cure was merely weight loss, but when dieting didn't work and the pain got bad enough, she went to the ER. That's where they found the source of her pain and rushed her into surgery, where they removed a 50-pound cyst from her ovary.
No.
That is a large baby boy.
That is massive.
What's up, my sister?
She's now living a lot more comfortably these days.
I bet.
God. She's probably pooped now.
Can or is?
She probably can.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. I mean, the it's like two finger legs, you know what I mean? Right. They're pretty close together.
Absolutely. And 50 pounds, that causes a blockage like you've never seen, man. Good.
Yeah, I certainly have not seen it.
Metamucil ain't clearing that out.
Yeah, no, it is not. All right, that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Who Sucks Less, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. In the meantime, we be all up out this batch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room is been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.